I would like to take a vacation from taxes. Real Clear Politics, Tom Bevin, in our first 100 days. Ooh, did we just lose Tom Bevin? Is that a hang up? I think we just lost Tom. Anyway, we were about to talk with Tom about the first 100 days and why it's so important. And I was bringing up taxes because we potentially, who is it that we had on earlier that said 60% chance of a government shutdown? That's right.
Norman Ornstein said the odds right now, and he's a pretty good observer, are 60-40 that the government is going to shut down at least for a little while by the end of the week. And already I happen to know some federal workers here in Chicago who have received notice that they have to prepare for being furloughed. So that notice has already gone out to thousands of federal employees just to be told, hey, you know, we don't know if this is going to happen or if it's not going to happen, but you better get ready to be off for a few days.
All right, he's back. Real Clear Politics, Tom Bevin. Tom, first 100 days, does it matter?
No, not really. It's sort of an artificial thing that the media likes to focus on, and we have ever since FDR, and presidents have decided to play along over the course of the years, but I think in the end, it's not that significant. The proof will be in the pudding when Trump decides to run for re-election and stand before the folks who put him in office. So, I mean, remember, this is a marathon. We're in the second mile, so we got a long way to go, despite all the focus that's put on this first 100 days.
Does the Trump administration deserve any blame for this? I mean, Trump was tweeting about how unfair and ridiculous the standard is earlier this week, and yet it was his campaign who put out the 100-day action plan, so they kind of set themselves up, the expectations sky high here.
Sure. I mean, as I said, candidates play along. I mean, they always do. I mean, Marco Rubio, part of his platform was to completely revamp the education system in America in 100 days. It's the most entrenched bureaucracy and union in the entire country. It's over 100 years old. There's no way that he could do that in 100 days. So, yes, Trump is responsible for building expectations that he was going to get all this stuff done. He has gotten some stuff done. He got Neil Gorsuch appointed to the court. He's done some executive actions, but he doesn't have a legislative achievement, and he bragged that he would have something by now. So in that respect, he does deserve a little bit of blame.
Do you get a little sense of urgency from the Trump administration that they really, really, really want to get something done this week so that they can go into Saturday, regardless of how silly this standard is, to say, look, we did something this week?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think they're working as hard as they can behind the scenes. But, you know, I think Republicans are concerned a little bit that passing something, you know, trying to jam something through that's not as good as it could be, just for the sake of appearances, might not be the proper course. And so I think you saw Reince Priebus on the Sunday shows yesterday saying, look, you know, if it gets done this week, great. We'd like to see it this week. But if it happens next week or even beyond, I mean, Trump's supposed to be announcing this tax reform plan on Wednesday that, you know, even his Treasury Secretary was a little surprised by. It's just it's not realistic or feasible to imagine that Congress can handle, you know, health care reform and tax reform all within the next, you know, 7 to 10 days.
Well, and that's the problem that President Obama had when he set Obamacare in motion, and this thing was rushed out and it was sloppy and no one knew how it was going to pay for it or what was in it. And, you know, Speaker Ryan has said, we're going to give you something this week. And, you know, the president has wanted something with the Health Care Act and, you know, has pretty much put up, you know, pay for the wall or we'll take away the subsidies. And it seems like they're rushing that through as well.
A little bit. I mean, there is pressure, no question. I mean, Republicans, the difference between, you know, what Republicans were able to do when they were faced, you know, when they were in the minority party, I mean, they control all the levers of Congress. And so there is some pressure to show that they can actually govern. And there are questions about, you know, why weren't Republicans ready to pull the trigger on a health care deal? They've been running, every single Republican in Congress has run on repealing and replacing Obamacare. So why couldn't they get it done? I think that is, they are feeling the pressure that they need to govern, to be able to show that they can govern. And so far they haven't been able to. And so I think there's pressure not only in the White House, but on the leadership in Republican leadership in Congress.
And now the Trump administration is going to Matt for the wall. They insist that it's part of the spending bill, and they are threatening that if they don't get it, the government could shut down. We had Norman Ornstein on earlier from the American Enterprise Institute, who put the odds of a shutdown at 60-40. What do you think, Tom?
I would say it's less than that, because I think Republicans really don't want to shut their government down again, because they control. Remember, when they shut the government down in 2013, they were in the minority party and everyone said, oh, my gosh, this is the end of the Republican Party. You know, it was terrible. They took a hit to their brand. What are they doing? And in 2014, they won just a massive election. So but this time they're in the control. I don't think they want the first thing out of the box to be able to, you know, to stumble over this and shut the government down. And I don't think that's necessarily what Democrats want either, although they are feeling pressure from their base to oppose Trump across the board in everything that he does. So we might end up there, but I just think that the dynamics are working in favor of them passing something, even if it's just a short-term fix to sort of punt it down the road for a couple months.
Tom Bevin, who has a show here on WLS AM 890 of Real Clear Politics, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.